Welcome to the Passion Podcast. I should say konnichiwa, and welcome to Passion Tokyo. We are in the CC Lemon Auditorium near Shibuya in the heart of the world's largest city. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but if you can hear a little faint noise in the background, in fact, let me open the door to my dressing room and I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Here we go. That means we have started. It's 5:15 in the afternoon, and it's an early start here because of a hard out-of-the-building time tonight at 9 o'clock. So we're rolling, 5 o'clock start, and you're like, Louis, you shouldn't be doing the podcast in the middle of Passion Tokyo. And it's like, well, trust me, I can do two things at one time. My heart's fully immersed in this. I was just sitting in the middle of the crowd. Okay, check it out. Sun's just going down here, by the way. I'm looking out my dressing room window, which is just up in the second level of this theater. Got a big glass wall all along. I'm about a story above street level, so you got people walking by, going by on bicycles down there. And the auditorium, it's like a total theater, right? 1,000 seats on the bottom, 1,000 seats upstairs, these kind of orange seats throughout the theater, and packed out. In fact, we got people coming in with tickets that can't find seats right now, so it's pretty awesome to have 2,000 plus people. And if you don't know it already, this is the biggest city in the world, and I don't know the exact number, but there's somewhere between 50 and 100,000 believers in Jesus in this city out of 30 million people. So it's 30 million people with maybe 50 to 100,000 believers. So at the 30 million number, let's just use that. That would mean there's 29,900,000 people in the city tonight that don't know Jesus Christ and don't know grace, don't know what it means to be free, don't know their love, don't know the God of the whole creation knows their name right now. And to think that 2,000 of those 50 to 100,000 believers are in this building right now is an absolutely staggering thought. And you're going to hear them cheer at the end of this song. Check this out. This is their heart. There's a little opening up here. It's like when you're in a theater and you look up there on the right and the left where the little royalty boxes are. Well, here they're not royalty boxes. I think they're little spotlight boxes. And so there's a little opening in the wall there, and I can walk right out my dressing room door, and I'm looking down on the people that are in the room tonight. And it's just an awesome sight. I walked out, got right in the middle of it, as I always do, right at the soundboard when the video started. And you know, we got this little opening story, which I think I've told you about, but it's, you know, the life of Christ depicted in this beautiful little white flower comes up, and the thorns take the life down, and as that flower falls, the white petals fall off and turn red and hit the ground, and then the video goes to black, and they're just red drops of depicting the blood of Christ just dropping on the screen, and things go black again. It's a depiction of the death of Christ and the rejoicing of hell. But then the screen slowly changes color again, and this big bright sun rises and fills all the screens to bright white. And when that happened tonight, I'm sitting in the middle of all these people, and I'm thinking, they call this the land of the rising sun. That's what this nation is known as. This is the beginning of day coming out of this place. And I just thought, you know, the scripture, Isaiah 45, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, I will make my name great, and I will show to all men that I am God, and there is no other God but me. And I just thought, what a perfect night for that sun to rise, that screen to fill white, the land of the rising sun. That's what it's all about tonight. It is the land of the rising sun, and tonight is the CC Lemon Auditorium of the rising sun. Passion Tokyo is all about the rising sun tonight, and it's on. And man, and once the bittersweet symphony started and Hello Tokyo went and the place just erupted, I'm telling you, you just cannot imagine looking at a screen that is filled with Japanese characters. There's not a word of English on it, but I know the video by heart, of course, by now. But just seeing them read these words, you know, we're here about the name of Jesus. His fame is what passion is all about. And then when that screen comes up with, just in case you missed it, Jesus is alive, Oh man, if you don't have chill bumps all over your whole body, it's unbelievable. So we're here, we're rolling. I'm gonna say goodbye now and jump down there and welcome all these people and pull out some of the dozen signs we brought from Seoul, Korea, saying we love you guys in Tokyo. It's gonna be an amazing night tonight. But I just want to say thank you, Seoul. You poured out so much love. All you guys around the world that are praying. Listen, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And America, if you're listening, I'm telling you tonight, just hear it from a friend. This is what it's all about. We do service after service, week after week, event after event, conference after conference, passion after passion. We got kids that have come to 3 passions, 2 passions, 5 passions, 7 passions. You've seen it all. You've been to concert. You've been to this deal. You got that speaker. You got that podcast. You got that DVD. It's just more, 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 more for us. And tonight we're in a city where it's just nothing but wall-to-wall people, more people than you've ever dreamed of. If you've been to Times Square, New York, and you thought that was like a little epicenter of the world congested, that's like every other corner in parts of this town. And this place just blows that off the map in terms of people everywhere you turn. I'll tell you later in the podcast, I mean, one of the most unique cities on the planet, the most technologically advanced, the most orderly, the most beautiful, the most neat, the most proper. But man, a place where blindness covers the entire nation. And tonight we are standing here. We are carrying your prayers. We are not here to play songs. We are not here to sing words. We are not here to give a talk. We are not here to be about a passion world tour. We are here tonight to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, to come in the name of the one who is above every single name, to ask God to give sight and understanding, to open the ears of people tonight to hear. And we're praying tonight that God's not only going to just cause us to have an incredible celebration, but in the midst of this night tonight, people are going to be called with a vision to be the people that rise up and literally build a beautiful church in this city and in this nation. And that's exactly what's going to happen tonight. And God, we thank you for it. We come in the name of Jesus. We come with all kinds of hope and faith. We come with broken hearts looking out over the city today, waking up in a hotel where we can see from horizon to horizon and seeing the darkness of the city today. But we are confident in you. We know that you love the city, that you love every person in it, that you know every one of them by name, that every one of them matters to you, every one of them is precious to you. And we just thank you for that. And even Chris singing it right now, how great is our God, looking on this little monitor in here and seeing those words in Japanese and English on the screen and knowing he's probably going to sing in Japanese and just a minute, and knowing that you're the God of every nation and the God of all people all around this world, and we praise you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. I'm just going to step out of my door here and let you guys hear just a little bit of this. This is a beautiful throng of Japanese hearts and faces. CC Lemon. All your control, see that itself in life, in the darkest times to hide, and trembles as thorns, trembles as thorns. Thank you. That's pretty special, and just seeing hands raised across this place, and obviously people going nuts for the Japanese. Someone's kindly come in and closed my drapes in the 3 minutes that I was out there. That's Japan for you right there. You turn around and somebody's doing something, taking care of something, thinking of everything. Just seeing the faces, like, what does it look like? Well, we're on city number 15, which is pretty stunning. And it at this part of the night, it's part wow, one part wow, one part utter disbelief, and one part I love you, God. You just can't help it. I mean, it's just people looking up going, this is happening. I'm standing here. I'm singing How Great Is Our God with 2,000 people in the heart of Tokyo, and Chris Tomlin, of all people, is leading it. And we're just getting started. We got 3.5 hours to go, and these people have no idea. Today's a national holiday. It's Sports Day in Japan. Everyone was supposed to get out with their family and get some exercise, and that's what we're about to do right now. So I got to go. This is Sing Sing Sing, which means our welcome is coming up, but I'll be back with you guys a little bit later on from the Passion Podcast. We'll see what the Japanese have in terms of volume a little bit later, but thank you guys so much. This is what it's all about, and I just pray right now that at least one person, Lord, listen to this podcast, will have a heart that turns for Japan and for Tokyo. And they'll find themselves in this nation at some point, talking about the story of grace and life in Jesus Christ. I'll be back with you guys soon. Take care.
Oh,
That was David Crowder, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, while you're in the mood, just really quick, the podcast you heard about. Okay, we're on it right now. We are in CC Lemon Auditorium. By the way, the vitamin C of 70 lemons in every bottle. And there are like 2,000 crazy people in here. Which is amazing to people all over the world who are going to hear this. People in Europe are going to hear this. People in Australia, people in America, and we have 75 listeners worldwide. I'm sure we don't have any in Japan yet. No way, you are for real. That's incredible. Awesome. We have 76 listeners worldwide. And people are thinking, Tokyo, Japan, for real? The church is alive? Young people love Jesus? And so this is your chance to tell the world what 2,000 people who love the grace of God sound like. For the whole world to hear from Tokyo, Japan. Unbelievable. So here we are. Wow, is all I can say. We just finished this thing, and we're still standing on stage. In fact, the people have jetted out, and they're tearing down everything. And I can't. All I can say is praise God for giving us the privilege of being in this city. And we just closed with God of this City and Sing Sing. And when they put the images up of Tokyo, it just blew my mind all over again. I mean, every city, it's crazy. But when you look at this city, there's nothing like this city. And night ended. We had our hard 9 o'clock, got to end time. I saw Shelley across the stage. She was about to have a fit. And they're chanting one more song, one more song, one more song. And up comes Travis. Now, Travis is, you've not heard from Travis on the Passion Podcast yet, but Travis is Chris's drummer. He is a man possessed when he's behind a drum set. But what I love about you, I saw you singing last night. I loved it with Matt over in Seoul. You were singing Nothing But the Blood, playing your heart out, worshiping. And but tonight you jump up there. You do a impromptu encore drum solo for the people of Tokyo. What was that about?
Oh, man. We have no idea what possessed me other than B-Wack and I, who's Crowder's drummer, being up on stage alone with a lot of chanting Japanese people, which was amazing. And he just said, you better do something or they're going to rip the seats out. So
it was two drummers coming together.
That's right.
You and B-Wack coming together, a great idea. It was fantastic, though. I mean, it sounded, I was standing over here on the side of the stage, and the way the drums are mic'd in here just by themselves was huge. It's incredible. But you, 15 cities we've seen now, and now Tokyo. What are your thoughts after being a part of this tonight?
The night was amazing. It was amazing. It's about as simply as I can say it. Tokyo is about the most amazing city I've ever been to, and it's everything I would have wanted in the city and imagined. The people are incredible. I love walking down the street, and I cannot wait to come back.
Yeah, so. You are the kind of guy that Tokyo was made for, and I don't know exactly how to describe that, but you and I have some of the same, you know, wiring inside, and this city somehow just does it for us. And, you know, I've been talking it up a lot. And but thank goodness I kind of could tell on people's faces today that I didn't oversell Tokyo.
Not at all. Absolutely not. I love everything about this city and the people. It's incredible.
So tell people something about Tokyo. Describe for them something that you've seen since you've been in Tokyo. Because they're, you know, sitting in, you know, Toledo right now. And they're like, I've never been to Japan. I don't know anything about Japan. And so paint a picture for them of something you've seen here that just blew your mind, that probably would blow their mind.
It feels like we're 50 years in the future, and it is the cleanest, most amazingly designed, architecturally, aesthetically sounding city I've ever been to. It sounds awesome when you walk outside the doors of the hotel, and it's nothing I've ever seen before. It's so well put together and bright and colorful, and it's exactly what I would like to see in the future. So.
That's amazing. You know, I don't think anybody's ever going to describe a city by the way it sounds. That's very cool. I like that. But I was going to tell people a little bit later, but I'll tell them right now since you mentioned it. Coming out of the hotel, there's the construction zone.
Yes.
And so they've organized the little potted flowers around. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life before?
I never have. It's the attention to detail just blows my mind. It makes me so happy just walking out and seeing how well put together everything is, and it's what I would imagine if I was imagining a city.
Yeah, but what about tonight when we started praying for the city and everybody was, we're going to pray Korea style, which is just full on crazy out loud, but Tokyo was right there with them as we prayed for the city tonight.
Exactly. It's 100% genuine. It's completely free, and man, everybody was going for it. They were on the same page, and that is such an amazing thing to see, such a big group of people on the same page, completely going for it, in love with Jesus 100%, and yeah, it's just incredible.
That's awesome. It's Travis Nunn, ladies and gentlemen, drummer extraordinaire, drum solo encore ending the night in Seoul. We went out with a drum solo in Tokyo. That's pretty awesome. All right, we'll be back a little bit later and wrap this thing up on the Passion Podcast. Okay, so we're backstage again, and we are talking. Yes, Roland has just agreed to be official sponsor of the Passion Podcast, and people are like, who in the world is Roland? Well, Roland makes incredible electronic gear of all kinds and incredible music gear and They make the actual thing I'm talking into when I record the Passion Podcast. And June here works for Roland.
Yes.
And his wife has come tonight, and her brother has come tonight. She's the worship leader at her church, and he is
a preacher
at the church. And they're from 4 hours away, and they're about to drive 4 hours home right now. And so in Japanese, because if we do get a podcast listener here in Tokyo, they don't want to hear me talk.
No.
And so in Japanese, could you just give them just a little taste of what tonight was all about?
今日はもうすごかったですね。みんなが一つになって、神様を賛美している、その姿が見れて本当に、感動しました。
That's incredible. Yeah. Your wife's nodding along. She wanted to add something though.
はい、神様の見てがこう動いてるのを感じました。
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. So we're going to take a little photo now since they're becoming official sponsors of the podcast. So hang on just one sec. Okay, that was cool. You guys are just getting a little of the real stuff here. I shared a dressing room with the Crowders, but the curtain is gone now. And so I came up to grab my stuff, and these friends of theirs are over there. And they're really into gear of all kinds, and Roland is a big part of that. So the Roland folks came up and took them to dinner last night, so they wanted me to meet these folks, which was really cool. And so Roland, if you just don't know, they make the little thing called an Edirol recorder for you guys that just want more information than you need to know, and they were excited when they saw me holding the Edirol. They were like, we make that product. I was like, absolutely. So we've come to the home of the people that make the little thing that we record the podcast on. As I said before, Tokyo is far advanced in ahead of all of us, and they had the new little Edirol recorder, so I was asking if they might be the new sponsor of the Passion Podcast and hook us up with a new Edirol, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, that's just the story from here. We are packing up quick here tonight. I'm not sure why, but everybody has rolled out, and it looks like people are packing up, and I got a feeling we're about to get in a bus and head across town to our hotel, so I'll be back with you guys a little bit later and wrap this thing up. 79th podcast listener right there. That's exciting. So we'll be back with you guys a little bit later, and I'll tell you a few of the things that happened tonight on a more serious note than the Roland thing. But it was a phenomenal, phenomenal night, and I'll catch up with you just a little bit. Okay, I said we were leaving, but we're downstairs just about to leave, and I ran into a great friend of mine in Passion, Natsuki, and her friend,
Mayu.
And Natsuki has a great story. And most, if you don't remember, or been around Passion for a while, she came to the Thirsty Conference in Atlanta a few years back with a group of people from Tokyo and didn't speak much English. But during communion service, she felt the power of the Holy Spirit. Christy Knuckles was singing, and God's Spirit just moved on her life, and she became a Christian right there in the communion service at Thirsty. And it just was a powerful, powerful moment. And we've become friends and stayed in touch. And you came to study in the States, and you've been to Passion. You came to Passion Boston. And you were telling me just now that the one thing you prayed for was one day I want to hear Louis speak, but I want to hear it in Japanese and not in English. And so tonight you got your wish.
Yes.
It was pretty incredible. Katsumi translated, and you got to hear the whole talk in Japanese, and it was a beautiful thing. Yeah, you've been back here for a few months, and you're still in school, and you still love Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of the few university students in this city who love Jesus.
Yeah.
You understand that? Very, very few of you.
Yeah.
But we were praying tonight that greater things are coming, and greater things are still to be done in this city.
Yeah.
So can you tell our podcast listeners, you can tell them in Japanese if you want to, just how you felt about tonight and what it was like to be at Passion in Tokyo?
Good. That was amazing. Like, I really loved it.
Okay, you're telling them in English. That's pretty good. I like that.
I tried.
Okay,
yeah,
it
was amazing. And, you know, like, in Japan, there's really, really few Christian, but I really encouraged, and it was just so amazing. Yeah, I really loved it.
That's cool. So for our Japanese listeners, tell them in Japanese how you felt like tonight went.
それはすごくファッションは良かったので、もしも来たいと思ってて来れなかった人たちはぜひ次の機会と私もお祈りするんで、これ来る機会があったらぜひ来てください。
That's exciting. Fired up. That's so cool. Thank you so much. And man, we just pray that God is going to help you find a job. You're in that job hunting time now, and university students all over the world understand that. And just pray that he's going to keep establishing your heart in faith, and that you're going to be a part of a new wave of people in this nation that build up a great church here in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back. And, you know, I was just thinking about why I say all that, take care and all that stuff, when it's like 1 second before you hear something again, or you hear the kids on from on stage or whatever. But welcome back to the Passion Podcast, even though you haven't gone anywhere. I'm the one who's gone somewhere. And as you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, it's morning now in Tokyo, which means we have slept here. And the sun is up, and we're looking out over the city again. And we're going to wrap up the Tokyo podcast, I Heart Tokyo, which was one of the signs we brought from Seoul, which was really cool. You can see a picture of it on the blog. But we just wanted to say thank you again. And, you know, there's a lot of memories that I could probably share about last night. But I think you've gotten the heart of it from just hearing the people and sensing, you know, that feeling that you could feel when we were in the CC Lemon last night. And the main thing is just looking out over a city and understanding that there are, you know, not a million, not 2 million, not 5 million, it's not 10 million, it's not like there's, wow, 17 million people, 18, 20 million, 22 million, 25 million, but there's somewhere above 25 million people in my line of sight right now that have never heard about Jesus and never heard about the grace of God, and they're all in one place. And, you know, it's, what's weird about it is it's not against the law to have a church. It's not against the law to tell somebody about Jesus. It's not, you don't get persecuted here and put in prison or put in jail for telling somebody, you know, about the story of grace. You just have to come and embrace a culture and try to figure out a bunch of squiggly characters in a language that, you know, makes no sense to most people. And you have to figure out how to coexist with a bunch of people jammed into a real small area who are all really determined to head somewhere. And you have to just break into that world and say, you know, we're going to put our foot down here and just put a little marker down here for the glory of God and see what happens. And there are pastors and leaders doing that in this town. We prayed yesterday with a campus leader that's been here with Chi Alpha for 18 years working with students. Check that out. You think that's humbling? When you're in a room praying with somebody for an event that you're going to do that lasts 4 hours, it's the second time I've ever been in this city, and that person's been here for 18 years investing their life here. And there's a bunch of that happening here, and we just prayed over all those people. We were a tiny part of what God's doing here. They're carrying this thing the whole way, and we're praying for them and really believing for them in a great way tonight. We left the venue last night, just last thing before I go. We walked just out the front, took a right, and walked down the street about, I don't know, maybe about 6 or 10 blocks, and we came to the major intersection of Shibuya. And it's one of the places you have to go in life if you haven't been there. I think it's where the movie Lost in Translation was filmed, in a hotel that's really close to this intersection. But it's about 5 roads, major roads, all coming into this intersection. And it's not quite Times Square in the sense that it's not like a circus, but it's pretty amazing confluence of people. And I mean, there must have been at any second when the lights would change, all the crosswalks, like the whole intersection kind of stopped at once. All the 5 roads came in from different angles and created this massive, massive big intersection. I mean, big enough to play a game of football in. And when the lights changed, all the lights stopped. And so over every crosswalk going every direction, people went. And people have been waiting for a while, obviously, because that didn't happen that often. And every time the light would change, I just conservatively would say a couple thousand people crossed the street, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people from every different direction every time the light would change, and on busy times, probably 10 times that many. And everybody, I know they weren't all this young, but it looked like every one of the people we saw was under 30. And they were the most tripped out, decked out, hipped out, fashioned out, people you've ever seen before. I don't know where they were coming from, where they were going. They were laughing, they were smiling, they were having a good time, they were hanging out with their friends. A lot of 80s punk rock hairdos, a lot of Bon Jovi hairdos everywhere, a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of, you know, girls in
thigh-high stockings and their little shorts and skirts and high heels and everybody, nobody's just hanging out in jeans and a t-shirt. There's not any of that going on. Everybody's got something on, trying to make a statement of some kind. There's some kids coming by in their anime costumes, a few coming by in their characters. And you stand there for an hour and you watch 50 to 100,000 of these 30-year-old and under people go by. And you got to wonder, you know, wouldn't they be attracted to something like we're carrying in the way that we're carrying it? I think they would. And I just pray that that's going to happen more and more in this city. You guys have been huge. People have been praying around the clock. I'm reading the blog. People are saying, I'm going online. I'm figuring what time it is. I'm praying in the daytime. I'm praying in the nighttime. I'm believing for you guys. And so just keep praying for Tokyo, Japan. Keep praying for all of Japan. People came from the whole nation of Japan last night, not just from this city. Keep praying for what God's doing here. Thank you, Seoul, if you're listening. And by the way, see podcast listeners in Japan and in Seoul. That's been really pretty cool. So thank you so much. And God bless everybody who is leaning into this with us. We've got two stops to go. We're excited. We're just as excited about being in China in 2 days. And then a big finish in Sydney. So registration's open in Sydney, by the way, if you're hearing the podcast. I think it closed for a while, but it's back open now. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the Sydney Entertainment Center for a big finish to this thing. But goodbye from the land of the rising sun. And as the scripture says, from the rising of the sun, which is here, to the place where it sets, I will make my name great among the nations, and they will see and know that I alone am the God. Am God. I alone am the Lord of all. And that's our prayer. Thank you, guys. We'll be back with you from China, from Hong Kong, in a couple of days on the Passion Podcast. Take care.